Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hurts to get stood up, man. You usually keep it to yourself, and you're kind of embarrassed by it, so you don't mention it to anybody, but it hurts.
Yeah, man, I felt for this dude when I saw this video going viral this weekend. It seems like it was everywhere, and as soon as I saw it, I immediately felt like, wow, social media is really going to kill him because of how mean people can be in these spaces. And I was shocked that once it did go viral and the people started to comment on a video, the reviews were mixed, but there were a lot more people who were understanding to his situation than people trying to make fun of him.
They were actually empathetic.
And I know men get it, like, in the dating world, bad. We get it bad all the time. You always hear about the men that are D-bags and only into themselves and narcissists. But I was happy that there was a guy who was willing to be vulnerable enough to actually get emotional speaking to what happens when you really do put yourself out there and try to be a gentleman and try to do all of the right things. And it's not received well because it can take some things out of you. And most men are not going to be vulnerable enough to actually speak to it in a public setting. But this gentleman decided to do it. And he was speaking to how dating is in L.A. and how hard it is. And he found himself trying to go on a date with a young lady that he had been courting for some time. And he was excited about it. And for whatever reason, she just completely did not show up. So instead of him keeping it to himself, he had flowers for her, and he actually just decided, you know what? I am going to pour my heart into this video to show people how hard it is not only to date, but two, when you do find someone you want to date and they treat you this way. And here is him speaking to his experience.
So I just left the restaurant after waiting 30 minutes for a date to show up, and apparently I got stood up. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm trying to do everything right to be a gentleman. I brought flowers. I've been consistent talking with this girl for 2 weeks, trying to get to know what she likes, what she doesn't like. I made plans. I picked the restaurant, the day and the time. You know, I've done everything to be just the kind of guy that would value somebody's time. Like, I'm just looking for my person. I'm just looking for the one that, I guess, is out there for me. I mean, I want to be somebody's husband someday, father. I do everything that's right, and I just get stood up. Like, my feelings didn't even matter. Sitting there eating a meal by myself and realizing that nobody even cares about people anymore. Like, LA and dating shouldn't even be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard to find somebody. It shouldn't be this difficult to fall in love, to be kind to one another. Like, what? Ladies, tell me, what did I do wrong?
That just hit me right in the face.
I know, right? We've all felt that way at one point or another. Here's where I would correct him, is that I think it should be hard to date. I think if you're a special person and you offer a lot to somebody, it should be hard to find somebody that is your equal. I don't got a problem with that at all. It shouldn't be handled this way at all, but my friend Ovette used to say this also, man. I'm like, dude, you're a special dude. It should take a long time for somebody to come and steal your heart because you are a person of value. This dude is a person of value. This is going to be difficult for him.
Yeah, people think that you're the problem, though, when you're single. Like, they're especially when you go home for holidays and stuff, they're like, why haven't you found a guy yet? Why haven't you brought a boyfriend home yet? And it's you're looking for that person, and it's hard. Like, stuff like this happens. I do want to know if he was, like, in a club or something. We had smacked that.
I do wish he had better background music, Abby, during his emotional speech.
Maybe that's where he went wrong. He invited her out to the Claremont Lounge.
Sounds like it was bowling alley.
Ironically, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but while there were a lot of celebrities that were reaching out to him and trying to give him words of encouragement. I think that went well for him. But I also saw in the comments that nowadays a lot of restaurants and venues will actually hire people to ask people to show up for a date and then have the person not show up, because typically when you get stood up, you just sit around and you just eat and you just drink.
Oh, that's awful.
So I read that that's actually becoming a thing in
the
comments.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So they specifically ask an employee to like set up a date in their own restaurant knowing they're going to be stood up.
Exactly.
Oh, that is jacked.
Just to get somebody eating and drinking in your venue.
But he said he chose the place and he chose the time.
Yeah, I don't think that was true in his case.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't really know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to point out one more time that like so often women can go post a video like this and they will get mad love. And often a man will do this and he will get made fun of or whatever. So it actually warms my heart that this was well received, because yeah, guys can be crappy. Women can also be crappy. Dating is hard out there for everybody. And I think sometimes guys do take the brunt of, you know, being the D-bags. So it was nice that a guy could be, you know, forthcoming about his emotions and be embraced.
I think dating apps, you know, and Abby this morning deleted her dating apps. I think dating apps, and I've said this before, because there's so much quote-unquote inventory, right, people that... you can swipe and you got all these possibilities right around the corner that I do think that, like, especially like in Abby's case, when she said she's been on hundreds of dates and never been excited about a second date, when you're going through the process, I wonder if it's almost like dehumanizing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just another, it's not really a person with feelings. It's just another person. It's just another date. I just won't show up. What's the big deal?
It feels fake. Like, you feel like you can just, the easier thing to do is just to not show up. Because if you haven't met this person, again, they don't feel real. So if you don't feel like going out with this person, if it feels too hard, just stay home. And then something like this happens.
It almost feels like you search for a date the same exact way you would search for like a car.
Right.
It's almost the same process.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? The Burt Show.